Okay. And on the above on the base, in Gemara. Maisa Lishtor, the previous Mishnah said that you're allowed to eat an Achila Saroy outside of the Sukkah. And this Mishnah brings a Maisa that they ate even what was Achila Saroy, Dafka in the Sukkah. Suri Mechser, Vahachikon. Bola Hachmer, Lasso Machmer, Velespe Mishum Yehorah. Maisa Domi, Devilo, Ram Yokum, and Zaki, Vitam, and Satavshil. Or in Gamliel Shnei Kosvos, the Glish of Mayim, the Omru Helum the Sukkah. So, the Mishnah is missing the qualification that this Maisa is not that they had to eat in the Sukkah, but it's okay to be Machmer. Why should I think you shouldn't be able to be Machmer? For two reasons. The Gemara says because it's Nevzik Yehuda. You're potter from something is the witch, so it looks like Gaiva. So the halacha is not like that. Even though you're allowed to eat an achilas haroi outside the sukkah, there's an inyan dafka to eat in the sukkah, and therefore it's not nefzik yehuda. And also, the Gemara says that anybody who's potter from something and does it is nikra hedyot. So here it's not called a hedyot, because that's only where there's no chiyuv at all. But here the ma'aseh is an inyan to be machmer. There is an inyan of eating the sukkah. Everything is to do in the sukkah. Not chayiv to eat in the sukkah, but l'maisa, there's no reason why you can't be machmir. Okay. Shinasim of Reb Tzadik ochel pachas mikabeya, notla b'mapa, v'ochla chutz l'sukkah. When they gave Reb Tzadik food less than a kabeya, bread less than a kabeya, so he wrapped it in a towel, out in the kiosk, Rashi says, and he ate it outside the sukkah, v'lo birach achrov. He didn't make Birkas HaMazon, because he held, like Rabbi Yehuda, that you only say Birkas HaMazon on a kebeya. So you have to have what's it called, the Ochalta, the Savata, Achila, Sheyesh, Bo, Sviya, even with the Rabbanan, you're only chayiv with a kebeya. In a Torah, you're only chayiv with Sviya, complete Sviya. But the Rabbanan are chayiv with a kebeya. And we hold that Reb Meir, that you're chayiv even on Kezayas. But Reb Tzadik held like Rabbi Yehuda. Moshe says, mashma, that if it would have been a kebeya, boy sukkah. The only reason he ate it outside the sukkah is because it was less than a kebeya. Mashma was a kebeya, he'd have to eat it in the sukkah. We said before that achilas haroi is a kebeya, even a little bit more than a kebeya, according to the Rambam, is achilas haroi. So Moshe says, lemetavit yuftid v'rav Yosef, the abaya, because they said that you can eat a kebeya outside the sukkah. So Moshe says, dilma pachas mi kebeya netilu brochalo boy. A kebeya boy, netilo bracha. No, maybe he wouldn't have changed lagabi the sukkah. He still would have eaten out of the sukkah if he had a kebeya. The difference would have been lagabi benching and washing. Right? He would have had to wash and bench if it would have been a kebeya. But he still could have eaten it outside the sukkah. So it said that because it was less than a kebeya, he ate it outside the sukkah without benching and without washing, right? So only two of those things would have changed had it been a kebeya, the washing and the benching. And we said yesterday that this is only because he held that you don't bench on less than a kebeya. Maybe you don't have to wash on less than a kebeya. But according to the way we paskin, that you have to bench on a kezayis, so there are those that hold in the mele poshet, you have to wash with a bracha on anything more than a kezayis. And others say that what's it called, that the sofik. Because it could be even if you have to bench on a kezayis, since according to some Rishonim, a kezayis is not makabel tumah, right? Only a kebeya is makabel tumah, so you don't have to wash. They weren't gozer b'nifil shadayim on bread that's less than a kebeya. What? Yeah, and the ma'aseh halacha we wash even on a kezayis. Don't have to be machmir dafki the kebeya all the time. What? I'm saying we pass. Can you make a bracha even on kezayis? No halacha that you have to dafki the kebeya. For as long as you machmir, you machmir. But that's the halacha is you can make a bracha on kezayis. You don't have to eat a kebeya bread every time you eat. Wash. Rash. Ma'isa lishtor v'chiderach ha'medabrim lahavi achar divreya ma'isa hasosha divreya. Right. The Mishnah said you can eat achilas haroi, and now we've brought out a Maisa that says the opposite. The 20 reisha ochlim v'shosin haroi chutz asukah, Well, maybe Maisa, the Lita'ima Tavshil, Tzor Sukkah, even Achilus Haroi, even just to taste the Tavshil, he ate the Sukkah. Hachi Garcina, name it Tavi Tufte, Rabbi Yosef, the Omer Le'el, Tarti Klas, the Abaya, the Omer, Kedetoyim Bar Be Rab, the Hainu Kebeya. Rabbi Yosef said you could even eat 2-3 Be'ed outside the Sukkah. And Abaya held at least one Kebeya. The Kebeya Ochel HaNechel, the Bliya Achasuk, Kedamim Perubasra, the Yoma. We call her ochel asher yeochel. The amount that a person can swallow at one time is a kebeya. So that's the amount that a Talmud ate fast before he went to the shiur. So ha kebeya boy nitzel shadayim ubracha. Av asukah afilu kebeya no milo. When it said that he bedafka ate the less than kebeya outside the sukkah without birkas hamazon, without nitzel shadayim, doesn't mean to imply that if there had been a kebeya, he would have eaten the sukkah. Had it been a kebeya, would have to bench and wash. Okay, Mishnah. Rav Lezer Omer Arba Esrei Sudos Chayiv Adam Lechu B'Sukkah. Rav Lezer says a person has to eat 14 sudas in the sukkah, achas b'yom v'achas b'layla, one every day and one every night. The Chachamim Omer Ein L'Dover Kitzvah. And the Chachamim hold there's no shir. Chutz Mileila Yontif Rishon. You don't have to eat b'chlau out sukkah the whole yontif. If you want to, you could eat things that are not chayiv in the sukkah altogether. Even though you're not allowed to fast pashas on yontif, but you don't have to dafka eat, a kezayis of bread. You could eat other things. The Gemara of Mekayim Natz also says that, that there's no chiyuv to eat dafka pas on yontif. Shabbos is a chiyuv, because of ichlu hayom. Three times you have to eat pas. But Shabbos, Tosa says, there's no yontif, there's no chiyuv to eat pas. And even if it's also just fast on Yontif, you could be, Yotze, not fasting with other things. And therefore, Tosha says that on Yontif, if you forgot Yalav Yavo in benching, even the meal at night and the meal in the daytime, unlike Shabbos, you don't have to go back and say benching, because you're not mechuyev to eat dafka bread. And L'Halacha is not like that. L'Halacha is that you have to eat kezayis, pass night and day, two meals at least on Yontif, and therefore if you forgot Yalav Yavo, you have to say benching over again. And we'll see, even though the Gemara says that the only time you don't have to eat on Sukkah is Bechlau, right, except the first night, that's Mitzad Sukkah, Mitzad Yontif, you have to eat. Or others hold, Mitzad Sukkah, you have to eat a Kebeya, but Mitzad Yontif, you only have to eat a Kezayis. Except for the first night, the Odom Rebbe Lezer Mishalo Achal Yontif Riharishon Yashlim Leli Yontif Achon. If you didn't eat the Suda the first night, you can be make it up. That Rashi learns you can make it up even on Cholamo, even on Shmini Atzeres. And according to some Rishonim, then surely on Cholamoid you can make it up. And others say no, Cholamoid you have to have your own Suda for Yontif, Stam Yontif. But Shmini Atzeres, if you eat extra on Shmini Atzeres, it's nicker that you're doing it for Hashlama. Because Shmini Atzeres also is mashlim. The Chachamim Omer Ein L'Dover Tashlumim, and the Chachamim hold is no Tashlumim. If you miss the Suda the first night, you can't make it up any other time. The Alzeh Nemar Me'uvas L'Yuchal Iskom, the Chisorim L'Yuchal Imonis. That's something that can't be corrected. Rashi. Yudalat Sudas, more in first time. I want to explain why Rabbi Lezer holds you have to eat 14 Sudas. Ein L'Dover Kitzvah, Im Rotzo L'Sanos, Ein Anu Skukim Lo. First one that fast, the whole Yomt, if he could. Elim Yocha, Lo Yocha, Chutz L'Sukkah. If he wants to eat, he has to eat in the Sukkah. Chutz Mivei L'Yomt, if he shon, Shein L'Rashai L'Sanos, Gidiyot V'Gmarat. First night, you have to eat. Yashlin Sudas, Zos B'Yomt, if you miss the first night's meal, you could make it up on Shmini Atzeres, for Shmini Atzeres. The Yaakov Pishayin of the Sukkah, even though you're not eating it in the Sukkah, but the Gemara Parach Allah, the Gemara is going to ask on this, how could you make it up if you have to eat 14 Sudas in the Sukkah and you miss one, how could you make it up on Shmini Atzeres when you're not eating the Sukkah altogether? Okay, my time of the Rebbe Lezer. Why does Rebbe Lezer hold that you need 14 Sudas? Teishvu Kein Taduru. Madira achas biyom v'achas b'layla. Just like normal living in your house, you eat a meal day and night. So too, in the sukkah, you have to eat a meal day and night. Ab sukkah achas biyom v'achas b'layla. In order to mekayim teishvu kein tazuru, you have to eat two meals a day. Shmura says no, v'rabbanan kedira. Just the opposite. Right? It's like in your house. If you want to skip a meal, you could skip a meal in your house too. Madira iboy ochel iboy lo ochel. Absukanami iboy ochel iboy lo ochel. Teishu kein taduru means not that even though normally a person eats a meal in the day and a meal at night, and therefore Rebbe Lezer holds that the teishu of the sukkah is what's normal for a person to do, and therefore you must eat day and night to be yotzi that, the Chachon will know. It's the poel. How you live in your house is how you can live in the sukkah. And if you choose not to eat, even though normally people do eat a meal morning and night, but if you choose not to eat, that's okay. Same thing with the sukkah. Mar says, if that's the case, then who said you have to eat the first night? Why is there a chiyuv to eat the first night? Just like by Pesach, the chiyuv of matzah is only the first night, but you must eat matzah the first night. So too, by sukkah, you must eat lechore in the sukkah the first night. V'hasam in olam, how do you know that the first night of Pesach you have to eat matzah? Omar krov be'erev tochlu matzah sakosu kovul chova. Rashi, mikan ve'elech rishus, how do you know that matzah is not a chiyuv all 7 days? It says, psukim, shivas yomim tochlu matzah. How do we know that that's not a chiyuv? So v'hochi alfinin lo v'kerek basa de psochim, sheishis yomim tochlu matzah, v'yom ha'shvi atzeres. Mashvi Rishos Ach Shisha Rishos. This pasuk says you have to eat matzah 6 days, and the seventh day is Atzeres, doesn't mention eating matzah. So just like the seventh day, there's no chiyuv of matzah. So Dover HaShahoyah Bechlau VeYotzer Min HaKlau. Another pasuk says Shivas Yomim Tocho Matzah. And here the Yom HaShvi went out of the cloud, because here it says only Sheshes Yomim Tocho Matzah. So the cloud, the Mida is Dover SheYotzer Min HaKlau. Lo lamed ala klal yotza, lo lamed ala atzma yotza, lamed ala klal kul yotza. Didn't go out just to teach about itself, went to teach about the whole klal. So just like the seventh day is only rishus, you don't have to eat matzah, the whole 6 days also you don't have to eat matzah. Lefisha shvi b'chlal shivas yomim, tocha matzahs. The yotza min haklal lamed. Shachilas matzahs, ha'omr bo eno chove, elim boso lechol teyachi losko matzah lochomim. You don't have to eat matzah. If you don't want to eat at all, you don't have to eat at all. If you want to eat meat, you can eat meat. But if you want to eat something that could be chametz, you have to eat it matzah. The lo lamed al atzma yotza, and the klal is, it didn't come only to tell me about the seventh day, but about all 6 days, all 7 days. Lamed al klal kulo yotza. So the hasan gufe minolin, so that's very good. So then you don't have to eat matzah the klal. It's only rishus. So how do you know that you have to eat the first night as a chiyuv? The laila rishon miyachova. Because it says Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos, that the first night is a chiyuv. So a few things here. First of all, that which it says Rishus to eat matzah all 7 days, but the first night's a chiyuv. So most Rishonim learn Yupshuto that you don't have to eat matzah b'chlau anything except the first night. The Chizkuni as well as the Vilna Gaon also have like that. Holds that Rishus over here is Megabe Chova, not really Rishus. It's a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah you have to do. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you eat matzah the rest of the days, you have a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. But it's a Rishus, Megabe the Chova of eating the first night. Right? So they ask, that's the case, why don't we make a bracha of Achilas Matzah? Just like we make a bracha on Sukkah. Same thing. Sukkah, you're mechuyif to eat in the Sukkah the first night. The rest of the time, if you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. If you eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. So it's only rishus, right? But it's a mitzvah. So we make a bracha on sukkah all 7 days. Why don't we make a bracha on matzah? So some say, because Baal HaMor says, because matzah, sukkah, you can't avoid. You have to eat in the sukkah, because you have to sleep. You can't go 3 days without sleeping. So sukkah is going to have to be chayiv, therefore they make a bracha. But matzah, it's possible you won't eat matzah b'chlau, right? Even though you'll have to eat it al tziyantif in order to be yotzei sudas yantif. Like we said, the shittas at home, that you're not chayiv to eat pas dafka for sudas yantif. So according to those shittas, for sure, there's a difference. According to the shittas that you have to eat pas for sudas yantif, you can't go without eating matzah. But that's for a different chiyuv. That's not because of the chiyuv of matzah. The melech didn't make a bracha. Others say that matzah is different than sukkah. Sukkah, if you want to eat, So then the Torah comes along and says, you have to eat in the sukkah. So it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. Even though it's only a rishus to eat. But once you decide to eat, you have to do it in the sukkah. Now, shaking, the matzah is totally voluntary. There's no zman when the Torah will tell you, you have to eat matzah. If I decide to eat, I have to eat matzah, I eat something else. Right? So there's no chiyuv to eat matzah per se. That's a two-stage kind of thing. So therefore, on such a thing, there's no bracha. That's what. Shabbos Cholamoid. Yeah, same thing, but it's not the chiyuv is not because of matzah, right? The chiyuv is because of, what's it called, the Shabbos. So, can't make a bracha al achilas matzah for this. Over here, the chiyuv of Shena is sukkah, not because of Yom Tov or whatever.
Then you shouldn't have to make a bracha every time. You could each time make a bracha for both of them.
I understand. No. Since it's possible, since you're going to have to eat in the sukkah, they made such a bracha. When you make the bracha, it's a separate thing. When it's a chadas or whatever, like old brachas. So that's why they didn't make a bracha b'chlal on matzah. Okay, that's one thing. The second thing is the chiyuv of eating in the sukkah the first night. So how much you have to eat? Normally you have to eat a kebeya to be chayiv in sukkah. More than a kebeya. But for being yotzei matzah, you only need a kezayis. So if we learn it from matzah, l'chora, the first night, you should only have to eat a kezayis. Because we learn from matzah. So others, some hold no. That we learn from matzah, there's a chiyuv to eat whatever you have to eat. But you have to eat it the way that you eat it normally. So by sukkah, you have a kebeya, and by matzah, you still have a kezayis. Or no, you learn mamish one from the other, and the chiyuv is mamish like eating matzah. It's another shayla. Another shayla is mitztayer. It's potter min ha-sukkah, right? That could be the whole week. But the first night, mitztayer is not potter from eating matzah. So just like matzah you have to eat, even if you're mitztayer, could be the first night, you have to eat at least a kezayis or kebeya, right, even if you're mitztayer. Right, even if you're mitztayer, it's only kezayis. Because otherwise it would move the mersosa. If you learn that you say you have to eat, but you eat according to the qualifications of sukkah, then it's mitztayer is also potter. But if you learn directly from matzah, you have to eat a kezayis, right? Then lechora, you have to eat it even if you're mitzvah. It's another shayla. Okay, we'll see the gather of it as we see how Rashi learns the Rebbe Lezer. Okay, now the Gemara says, Omer of Yochanan Mishum of Shim ben Yotzedek, we said, is there any? Okay. Va'odom Rebbe Lezer, right? Rebbe Lezer also said that if you miss the meal the first night, you can make it up on Shemini Atzeres. How could you make it up? Rav Lezer said you have to eat 14 sudas. So how could you, if you miss the first one, how could you make it up on Shemini Atzeres? Omar Biro, Omar Avami, Chazer Bo Rav Lezer. Right, Rav Lezer had Charotah. The way Rashi learns is, what is Chazer Bo Rav Lezer? Rashi, V'omer Rav Lezer, Yud Dalet Sudas Chai Varem Lech B'Sukkah, V'kivin to B'yom Achron, La B'Sukkah, Yosef. And since the last day you're not sitting in the sukkah, the yoshev bo l'shem mitzvah over abal tosif. Not only that, you can't sit in the sukkah l'shem mitzvah. So you can't make up the mitzvah of sukkah because it'll be over abal tosif. My hashlom at the sukkah, ikacha. How could you make up, right, that you didn't eat in the sukkah the first night, right? You can make it up on Shemini Atzeres. Tomar says, Omer bira shem chacham, chazer bo rav lezer, etzel chachamim, lomer shem l'dover kitzah. No, Rav Lezer had charata from the fact that you have to eat 14 meals, and he also had the chachamim that you can eat as much as you want. Teshu kein taduru doesn't mean you have to eat tafka 14 sudas. It means you can eat whatever you want. The imrotzel is samas yisam. If you want to fast, you can fast. Chutz milele yontifarisha. Except for the first night, ubaha miya poligalayu. The kasover yeshul tashlumin. Here, Rav Lezer argues on the chachamim. Even though they all hold only the first night is a chiyuv, the Chachamim hold, if you missed it, you missed it. And Rabbi Lezer holds, if you missed eating the first night, you can make it up on Shemini Atzeres. Moshe Yesh Fashlum V'Karbonos Yom Rishon at the Yontif Achron. So the Karbonos Kasha is still Kasha. The first night you have to eat in Sukkah. If you're eating Shemini Atzeres, you're not eating in Sukkah. So you have to say that the way Rashi learned Rabbi Lezer is the following. The Chiyuv of Tesvav, Tesvav is not a Chiyuv Sukkah. It's not just like you have to eat matzah the first night is a chiyuv. The first night you have to eat in the sukkah. No, first night you have to eat. Al yom tov. But since you have to eat in the sukkah. So the sukkah is only peripheral. The ikkar is the chiyuv suda. Since you have a chiyuv suda, the mela, what's it called, you have to eat in the sukkah. There's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah directly. The chiyuv is to eat. The mela, you have to eat it in the sukkah. The mela, if you missed eating in the sukkah the first night, you can make it up on Shemini Atzeres, according to Rav Elazar. Because what did you miss? You didn't miss the mitzvah of sukkah. You missed the mitzvah of eating. And now Shemini Atzeres, you don't need a sukkah, so mela, you can eat outside the sukkah. Originally, what? Yeah, okay, but it could be the what's it called that you have to, so we're going to say, how do you know that it's eating extra? You have to eat something extra. But you're eating extra for the sake of the first night. You're making up your chiv of the first night. But the chiv of the first night wasn't the mitzvah of sukkah. Originally, Rabbi Lezer held you have to eat 14 sudas in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah of sukkah. If that's the case, you can't make it up on Shemini Atzeres. But now we're saying the mitzvah is not to eat in the sukkah. We learn from matzah, there's a chiv to eat. Right? Now, once you have a chiyuv to eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. But that chiyuv to eat, you can be mashlim on Shemini Atzeres, and then there is no sukkah, so you don't have to eat in the sukkah. But you don't see that chiyuv of eating. Okay, Tosus argues. Tosus says that doesn't mean that. Tosus says that Rav Elazar didn't have harata from the Yud Dalet Sudos, right? And he said, we never find that you have tashluma for matzah. If you eat matzah the first night, you can eat the seventh day. Right? You can't make up matzah. So how can you make up the chiyuv of eating? So Tosa says that the pshat is chazer v'lezer, that he holds that what's it called, that you have to eat in the sukkah. Still holds you have to eat 14 sudas. But the chiyuv is not a chiyuv of sukkah. The chiyuv is a chiyuv of suda, just like Rashi. You have to eat. The mele, you have to eat in the sukkah. But Shemini Atzeres, if there's no sukkah, you don't have to eat the sukkah. You just have to eat. So mashlim means you can be mashlim the 14 sudas by, even though Shemini Atzeres is regular for me'asma, for this, you yotzei the 14 sudas. But the 14 sudas are not a mitzvah of sukkah, they're a mitzvah of eating. Except during sukkah, you have to eat in the sukkah, and the Shemini Atzeres, you can eat outside the sukkah. So both Rashi and Tosa seem to learn that according to Rabbi Lezer, the chiyuv we learn, both from the first night, according to Rashi. And surely, Rebbe Lezer's chiyuv of 14 sukkahs is not a din in sukkah, it's a din in eating.
Okay. But the
Chacham, right. It's a side of what the Chacham hold then. Right. The Chacham may agree with Rebbe Lezer, regarding the first night, it's a chiyuv of eating. Not a chiyuv of sukkah. Just as though there's no tashlumin. That's all. Or maybe they hold that it's a chiyuv of eating in the sukkah. Manela is no tashlumin. Okay. Mashlin b'mai, what are you mashlin? Right? Lechora, how can you eat Shemini Atzeres and make up a meal that you missed during the week? Right? You have to eat Shemini Atzeres for Shemini Atzeres' sake. Ilei mabaritza suda diyomikoch. If you say you're going to make it up with bread, you're eating the suda of Shemini Atzeres. Right? So you can't make it up by eating a suda of Shemini Atzeres of bread. Ela ma yashlin, yashlin mine tagima. Yashlin means that you add mine targima. Rashi learns mine targima is peiros. You add some extra peiros, and that you're doing with shame the meal you missed. Tosa says it can't be. Peiros mishchlau. Doesn't need sukkah, and it's not a meal. Mishchlau. You're not yotzei shalashudas with that either. Says mine targima is meat, eggs, fish. That taka you yotzei shalashudas, he holds. Right? That's the tashlom of the suda that you missed on sukkahs. Tanya nami hachi in hishlim the mine targima yotza. If you were mashlim with mine targima, either according to Rashi, peiros, or according to Tosus, meat, or fish, or eggs, right, you yotza. Okay, Rashi. Targima, mine targima, no. Sudasa, ilema berifta, klomar, Tomar shesuudas yontif ha'achron shehu soed belechem v'liftin v'tzorchei asuda tei tashlum l'risha. Right? How could you say that eating a meal with bread is going to be mashlim unless you're eating that with tzorch yontif ha'achron? Sudas of the yomikachu. My hecker yeshkan shetei v'shem suda rishona halo darko lisod hayom. And if you'll eat another meal, but you're eating because yontif. So even if you'll eat two meals, three meals, you're still eating it in the Shein Yontif. You're eating it because of Shemini Atzeres. No hecker that you're doing it out of Tashlumin. So Moshe says, "B'mi etagima la'achesh esilek yaviu parparos u'madonim lefanav kigon peiros v'kishnin v'kaflutos mevushalos." And then it's nicker. This is not part. You don't have to eat this al shiyantif, right? You don't have to add to your meal after you finish. The fact that you're adding something to the meal shows that's a hecker, that you're doing it for other reason than sudas yantif, that yantif. Okay. Tanya nami hachi, the bahachi havi suda vashlume, that mine targima is called the suda, to be mashlum, the suda you missed. The afabi she'enu chozer v'koveyats v'lecho shtei sudas, shalechem u'basri. You don't have to dafka, go eat a second meal, right? But you have to, what's it called, add something to the first meal that normally you wouldn't add. In Hishli, the Koshim covers through the Shnia, Balachim Vosser. Surely, if you ate a second meal, you're Yotze that heker. But you don't have to eat a second meal. So you rationalize. Okay. Shol apitropish la gripis amelikas rebe lezer. Kagon ani she'eni roge lechol el a suda achas biyom. Mau she'ochel suda achas ve'efter. I only eat one meal a day. So am I Yotze and Sukkah eating only one meal? Omer lo, b'chol yom v'yom atamam shech kama parparos l'kovet atzmecha, v'yashav yatamam shech parperos achas l'kovet koncha. Right? The mice every day, you may only eat one meal, but you add a lot of desserts. So on Sukkot, you should add those desserts too. V'od sho'alo, kigon ani sheyesh nishtei noshim, achas b'tveri v'achas b'tzipori. He had two wives, one in Tveri and one in Tzipori. Yesh nishtei sukkos, I have a sukkah by my first wife and a sukkah by my second wife. Achas b'teri, achas b'tzori, ma she'etzi misukkah l'sukkah, ve'efter. Can I be yotze living in two different sukkahs over yontem? Omer lo lo, shani omer, right, because Rebbe Lezer held that kol ha'yotze misukkah l'sukkah bitl mitzvos ha'shori sholmeh. So Rashi learns because you need a sukkah that's for all 7 days. And this is not a sukkah for all 7 days. And other Rishonim learn that it's a bizui of the first sukkah. So, din the Rabbana. Right? You mavaz in the midst of sukkah if you go from one sukkah to another. Rashi? What? No, we learn from, we'll see tomorrow. Tomorrow is what's it called? So the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah Stava Shivas Yom, that's be a sukkah that's for all 7 days. That's Rebbe Lezer. You can't build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Has to be a sukkah that's for all 7 days. So two sukkahs can't be for all 7 days, because you're not be miyachet for the whole 7 days. Special Allah. Apitropish l'agrippis, memuna al-shalo, rabbeis ha-shikorin shakla. He was the superintendent of the, what's it called, of Agrippus' house. Mao shokho suda achas biyom, the sukkah after. It's enough for me, Rebbe Lezer, before he had charata, according to Tosfos, even after he had charata, that he held you out to eat 14 meals, one in the night, one in the day. So the apitropos asked him, I don't eat two meals regularly. So it's enough for me to eat one meal or not. So parpros mine madonim, paposchim es abnei amayayim, lios libo moshech achara pas v'yocha. So Rebbe Lezer told him, even for you, the taste who came to Duru is maybe not to eat dafka two meals, but to eat at least, what's it called, the extra that a person eats. Even a person who eats one meal doesn't eat only a minimum meal, eats a little bit more. Now, she'etzi misukkah v'sukkah, lechav lishan ayom bezul v'machar bezul. You sleep one day in this and another day in that. So it comes out, you're not spending 7 days in any sukkah. Bitl mitzvah sh'rishol, na'filu yomim sh'obro olav kvar, ivdol l'mafreya, ve'enu mitzvah. What you were in the sukkah before that, you're not yotze. Because it comes out your sukkah wasn't for 7 days. According to Rebbe Lezer, you have to have a sukkah that's for all 7 days. And if you spread it out, one day in this sukkah, one day, and then neither sukkah was for all 7 days. Okay. What? No, it's not in the sukkah. It's in how you have to make sukkahs. That's why Reni Rishonim argue in Rashi and say that it has nothing to do with how you, it has to be sukkah, has to be roy for 7 days. The way Rashi learns, it's not just in the sukkah, it's in the post.